Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Good to be with you today. I'm Quinn Kiley, Managing Director and Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise, and this is our weekly Quick Take Energy Podcast. In case you missed it, we had an election in the United States last week. Many market pundits discussed how investors were getting comfortable with a Biden win and a blue wave, and polls backed this view up. However, if you looked at betting markets, there was a different story being told. Biden was the odds-on favorite to win, but by a much smaller margin than the polls suggested. The most likely outcome for the Congress was a House divided, with the Democrats keeping the House of Representatives and the Republicans holding onto the Senate. Perhaps the market was reflecting these outcomes, as a divided government is what the markets like best. With that quick update, let's look at market performance for the week. Markets were mixed. The Alerian MLP Index finished up 0.7% and remains down over 41.1% year-to-date. Other energy stocks, represented by the Energy Select Sector Spider, XLE, were down 0.04% for the week. In broader markets, the S&P 500 gained 7.4% for the week, and the 10-year Treasury was flat. Crude oil performed well last week, up 3.8%. While there was clearly a risk-on trade in the broader markets, oil was also helped by some fundamental data points. In a surprise, the EIA announced an 8 million barrel draw on crude inventories. This is compared to a consensus expectation for inventories to rise by 600,000 barrels. My colleague Rob Thummel spoke last week about the huge reductions in capital spending demonstrated at home and across the world, and that we expect that to continue into next year. We suspect this will balance the oil markets over time. In fact, OPEC Plus discussed extending or perhaps deepening production cuts into 2021, which might speed up this balancing act and further support energy prices. If the market does balance in 2021, this could be very supportive of investor sentiment, and the follow-through could be higher energy equity prices. Speaking of supporting energy equity prices, we continue to pound on the equity buyback theme with clients and with our portfolio companies. Pre-pandemic, energy infrastructure was a maturing industry with stable cash flows and an improving governance and leverage story. After the market disruption from the pandemic and the Saudi Arabia-led oil price war, the energy infrastructure story has changed somewhat. With reduced capital expenditures and improving economic activity, free cash flow after dividends or distributions for many energy infrastructure companies is high and is expected to grow next year. With that setup, we think these companies should use some of that free cash flow to buy back their own equity. Last week, we got several buyback announcements from our portfolio companies: Plains All American, MPLX, EnLink Midstream, and Rattler Midstream announced buyback plans totaling $1.7 billion, a positive sign. We're still in earnings seasons, so let's update you on some important releases that came out last week. I mentioned Plains' buyback announcement. Well, that was just one part of a very strong report. PAA beat consensus by double digits and actually raised their 2020 guidance above their pre-pandemic guide, a commendable feat in uncertain times. Williams reported earnings last week that were generally in line with expectations. Williams also guided towards $300 million of free cash flow after dividends for 2021. We were a little disappointed in the earnings call when the company downplayed the likelihood of share buybacks when leverage is manageable and the stock is down about 50% over the last 5 years. Energy Transfer announced strong earnings with a double-digit beat on EBITDA as a result of strong volumes and a revenue base that is 95% fee-based. ET expects 2020 to come in at the high end of its guidance range. Previously, ET had cut its distribution by half in an effort to reduce leverage, which is elevated compared to peers. Several other midstream players announced earnings, and generally the reports were positive for the quarter. In addition to earnings, we saw some project-level news as well. The Army Corps of Engineers announced that they will need more time to complete an environmental impact statement for the Dakota Access Pipeline than previously thought. Additionally, the issue of whether an EIS is required saw its day in court last week. The initial read is that two of the three judges seem to lean in favor of an EIS being required. The Mountain Valley Pipeline, which is being built by ETRN, announced its expected in-service date will be delayed into the second half of 2021. Last week saw the month of October wrap up, and we thought it might be useful to sum up how energy fared during that month. On the commodity front, crude oil, as measured by WTI, was down 11%, while natural gas was up over 32% during the month. There was significant divergence among energy equities during the month as well. S&P energy equities, as represented by the XLE, were down more than 4% during the period, while the Alerian was up more than 4%. This was against a backdrop of broader indices coming off all-time highs as the S&P 500 lost almost 3% during the month. In retrospect, MLPs and midstream more generally were a bright spot in the markets for October. Thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week. Please stay safe.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.